Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Joe podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to buy an ATV, UTV, Yamaha golf cart, a couple dirt bikes, maybe buy them for the kids. I know that that's what Nick in the arena did. He's a big fan. Their service department, second to none. Great team over at Impact Power Sports, and they are a big reason why my show is around. Their support, and that's part of a big portion of what this is all about today, because they are under fire. Impact Power Sports is getting the Google review treatment from this fat fuck who is trying to cancel me. That's why the title of this show is Fighting Fire with Google Reviews, because the fat fuck who is trying to fuck with me, unfortunately for him, that fat son of a bitch works at a vape shop in Cartersville, Georgia, and we are going to take that fucker down, okay? I'll give you all of the background here, and then we can strike as a unit. We're just going to bomb the shit out of this fuck. And I don't normally like to do this, but he did it first. Jeremy says, I just did the homework you assigned in the Patreon. That's when this all started to go down. Let me give you the background. I took the nap yesterday. I woke up, and there was a message from Drew over at Impact Power Sports. He says, hey, this dude is bombing us with negative Google reviews. He's already affected our score, and he's got his pals bombing us with negative Google reviews. The background here is this was the fat fuck who looks like Hunka Chunka cheese guy. And he was the dude who, again, this all happened because I was minding my own business, doing what I do. He shows up on my Facebook page and picks a fucking fight with me. And I'm like, what the fuck, you know? So he does that. And then I responded in kind. Molly says, is this the guy who was the asshole the day yesterday? Yes, fat fuck, Mike Stewart. So Mike Stewart picks a fight with me. And I'm like, Jesus, fuck. And so I beat the shit out of him. And he didn't like that. So then he grabs the names of my sponsors, and he goes over to the Segment 18 page and says, hey, he called me fat. He made fun of my wife. He's an asshole. Let's get him. And even those people who hate me were like, fuck you. We're not going to do this shit. And then a lot of people are like, why do people even address EZ? Why do any of us do this? It's just fuel for his fire. And that's 100% true. And I always agree with them. I write things like, yes. And no matter what I say, they still keep coming back for more. The only interesting thing about that show, about that page, is me, unfortunately. Murder Lover Linda says, if he wants to review something, review the goddamn podcast, not the sponsors. Exactly. What the fuck are they doing? They're doing nothing. So I talked to Drew on the show, and, you know, obviously there's a lot more people that listen to the free platform, listen on the free platform here than they do on Patreon. So initially I just told the Patreon crowd, and I said that I would be bringing this up again today, because I'm actually circling the wagons here. I don't often do this, but I am right now. I am asking for assistance from all of you who enjoy the show, whether you're listening to it on Twitch or you're enjoying it on the audio podcast on whatever platform that you listen on, to look up Impact Power Sports, Impact Power Sports on Google, and they will show up. It'll look like this. So right now, if I did what I just suggested to you, looked up Impact Power Sports reviews, you'll see here, right here, Impact Power Sports. Those are my guys right there. And then you click on reviews and go to, if you want to see the handiwork by our crew, newest. Like Josh here, 3 minutes ago, he dropped a nice one. There's mine. Jeremy just left a nice 5-star review. So give them 5 stars. Say something sweet because you love them. These are all fans of the show on Patreon who did this. Thank you so much. And there was even one, it's not even visible anymore, by this fat fuck, Mike Stewart. He's the one who fucked with Impact Power Sports. If you click 3 dots here, it'll say you can report it. So I and everybody else reported Mike Stewart's review. And then you all reached out to me today and said, EZ, that one's gone. It's been eliminated. So, okay, I'm thinking my work is done, but not exactly. Here he is right here. This is the guy. You know it's bad when you're so fucking fat, you make this guy, who is unbelievably fat, look like he's ripped. This disgusting fuck. Look at this little guy right here, man. Jesus Christ, talk about a potential rape victim. So this is the dude here. He owns Hidden Cloud Vapes in Cartersville, Georgia. He not only did, if you click on his name, which you can't if you're looking at Impact anymore, because he's not part of that review list because it was eliminated. He also threw down on Blue Frost IT. So if you see his name, in fact, I'm going to leave this link right here in the show notes, and I'm going to drop it into Twitch right now so that you can all do the easy homework assignment as we circle the wagons, rally the troops, and eliminate this, because my sponsors don't need this shit. I don't want them to have a bad experience because of me, for God's sake. I feel very, very, very bad about this. If you click this link for the audience in Twitch right now, you click that, it'll take you to the page that you see of the map of the U.S. with all those reviews. Those are all his reviews. And there's 3 dots. You can't see it here because I already left a review on him. But you can hit the 3, because he left a scathing review for Blue Frost IT and the King's Room Barbershop. We can't have this. So if you could report those for your old pal EZ, that would be wonderful. If you could leave a nice review for Impact Power Sports, that would be wonderful. And then we'll leave it at that. If you want to go so far as to leave one nice about Blue Frost IT, that would be sweet too, or King's Room Barbershop. And then what we're going to do now then is we are going to fight fire with fire. So, Hidden Cloud Vapes, we are going to do the same thing to these cocksuckers that they're attempting to do to me. If you click on that link in the chat of Twitch, that takes you to the Google review page for Hidden Cloud Vapes. The dude runs that fucking store. He doesn't own it, but he runs it. So there's going to be some boss going, what the fuck is going on here? Let them have it. Unleash hell. Right now, I am the only review I wrote, avoid with one star. I'll tell you this. I don't know if I'd necessarily make something up about them, because you could get sued. But you could even say, and I talked about this yesterday on the Patreon, you could write, Mike Stewart attempted cancel culture on Eric Zane. That's a two-way street, or whatever the fuck you want to write. I don't know if I'd necessarily say something negative about their products, because you haven't actually been a customer. All he wrote on Impact Power Sports and King's Room Barbershop and Blue Frost IT was, this business supports Eric Zane, so I'm giving them a one-star review. If you just turned that around on him, gave him a one-star review and said, this guy believes in cancel culture, Mike Stewart, and make sure you name him, that will make his life difficult. That will make this fat, disgusting cocksucker think twice about what he did to these businesses that support my show. Fuck you. So I'll be updating that and checking out your amazing reviews as the show goes on. Jeremy writes, vapes from here somehow made me gain a bunch of weight. Like, a lot. I lost 100 pounds after I started shopping for my vape juice elsewhere. Don't know what they're putting in there, but avoid it at all costs. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Jeremy. I don't know if that's kind of, you might be rolling the dice on that one. I don't know if that's necessarily true. Jeremy, I want you to go in and edit it. I want you to write that Mike Stewart, maybe add it at the end. Name Mike Stewart. I am here to give because of Mike Stewart and his belief in cancel culture. That is all you really need to do. I don't think you need to say, these vapes made me gain weight. The last thing I want is various audience members getting sued for something stupid. For God's sake. So you have the information. We are now rolling. And God damn it, this is unbelievable. Thanks to everybody who reached out to Impact Power Sports and went on that Google review link. I think I left that for you, didn't I? Yeah, I definitely did. And throw a positive review at them. I really appreciate it. Hearing from Drew really kind of broke my heart. You know, this guy's just trying to, you know, do his thing in his business, and he has an owner that he answers to. And that was just such bullshit. Megan, thank you. I see your review for Impact. Chris V, I appreciate you so much. Josh B, Jeremy K, Linda. I don't know who Harley FLHX10 Little is, but thank you. Mike Packard, Jeremy K, Rainbow Flag Jeremy, Nick in Houston, Kyle Tomei, Ben Glaze, Colin M, Logan in Maine, Laura, Alan, Laura in New Jersey, Alan in Wisconsin, Chris D, Maureen, Chris K, Nick V, Sarah Rukruk-Rush, Robert Jones in Pennsylvania, Dono, Kuipers, Stevie, yeah, she's tooling around the front yard on her ATV, Adam Balboa, you all are outstanding. Time to reach out to Drew over at Impact Power Sports, see what he's doing.
Hello, this is Drew.
Drew, it's your old pal Eric Zane of the podcast. How are you?
Easy. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. We're just continuing on with the discussion of Googlegate.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. Megan is also a business owner from Irvine's Auto Repair. She's one of my sponsors. She just posted a review and she says, please tell Drew that you also get Google points for negative reviews. It's good to have a bit of diversity. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I appreciate that. Thank you.
But nevertheless, it's interesting. Enough of us reported that stupid asshole's review that it went away. He also took a shot at my friends at King's Room Barbershop and Blue Frost IT.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. That's trash, man. But I will say that right before you called, I did just get notified from Google that his review has been removed completely from our reviews. So
yes. And
that's awesome.
Hopefully the reporting that my crew did say, hey, this is a bogus, you know, all the audience did it and you did it. It was enough to wipe that out. Now I'm hoping that I can get the same type of results with King's Room. And I also circle the wagons for everybody to go to his stupid vape shop, Google, you know, because we talked about that, and say, yeah, what the hell is going on here? And let that asshole have it. So, yeah, I mean, two can play at that game.
Yeah, I agree. And first off, let me just tell you my sincere appreciation for that. You know, that's kind of a low blow even for a troll, you know, but I appreciate the way that you've handled it. And, you know, anybody that is interested in advertising with Eric Zane, I will say that our business has grown tremendously with him. So you would be silly not to want to advertise with him.
I was, you know, when you told me, my heart sank. And I was like, the rest of the day I thought about it. I thought the first thing I thought of when I woke up today, and yeah, it's kind of like, you're part of this family, and I, you know, we're going to have to fight if anybody screws with you. And that's just how it goes.
Well, and I so appreciate that. And yeah, you know, it is a family, and everybody kind of looks out for each other, and that's really nice knowing that there's people out there like that. You know, you see a lot of terrible stuff in the news and, you know, you read about it, you see it. And to know that there's still a lot of really good people, including yourself, your crew, your listeners, I can't believe the response from the listeners. Eric, this is ridiculous. Like, I mean, we went from having, you know, we had like a 4.5 review to like a 4.0 overnight. And you guys have had like 25 reviews in like the last, I don't know, 2 hours. Google can't even keep up with how many reviews you're putting up. I mean, we're good, but dude, we're not that good. I appreciate it. You know, we got faults too.
What was weird is it took that hit, that dip, but and then it popped up a little bit, but I don't know why it's not kicking up higher. And
I think it's because there's so many that's coming across so fast, and I could be wrong. I'm no IT guy, but that's what one of our guys had said earlier was he thinks, hey, there's such an enormous amount that's going in there right now. It takes a while to.
Okay.
I don't know.
One day you told me a story not long ago about you entering a back room at a certain business. Is that story ever going to see the light of day?
Well, we could talk about it. I just can't name names or places.
All right. Well, put a pin in that.
We'll talk about that off air.
Give hugs to the usual suspects over there. I appreciate you so much.
Likewise as well. And hey, thank you from the bottom of our heart. I can't thank you enough for taking care of this, and couldn't be more sincere about what we said about Eric Zane. Guys, if you're serious about advertising, he gets it done. End of story. Thank you.
Drew, you're the best. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one, guys.
See you, buddy. Bye. Okay, so there you go. That's Drew from Impact Power Sports. Great guy.
Hey, Bruce.
Chris says, I'd pay to hear a call to the vape shop. Yes, I'm already planning on it. However, they don't open until 11 a.m. All right? People are, Megan's saying, I'm going to pay you $10 Venmo right now. No. It doesn't cost you anything. We're just going to do it. Jeremy's all over it. He says they're open at 11 a.m. Tophus says we should all call. Absolutely. But let me get the first call in, and then we will unleash the hounds. Okay? So I get the number right now, and then I'm going to post it here in the chat, and then you, okay, you now have it. That is the number that I am going to call when the time is right, when they open up, and I am going to try to talk to Mike Stewart specifically and have a word with him. And then we'll see how far it goes in the future. And I think it's important to keep in mind that this, none of this would have happened if people would just leave me alone. All right? I'm doing my thing on my page, minding my own business, whatever that may be. And then the nonstop barrage from butthurt, morbidly obese Pokemon enthusiasts and neckbeards. It's unbelievable. And then they get the response that they're supposed to get. Okay? They're supposed to get that type of response when they approach me with shit like this. That is the way it goes. I cannot believe that you would expect anything different. But I really appreciate you guys. I even hate to have to even bring this up and ask you to do this, but Google reviews, I think, can be, if you really want to fuck with somebody, that's a, God damn it, man. That, so too often people, like in that case, Impact Power Sports, they're going ahead and they're, you know, it's very important that those Google reviews stay prominent and positive. I think that because of people like this fat fuck, people are starting to lose faith in how good that those are, you know, and how effective. And I know for a fact that occasionally I'll run across a business that doesn't have that great of a Google review. And before, I used to like avoid that at all costs, but I don't necessarily do that now. I need to talk to the people. I need to look them in the eye. I need to determine, you know, exactly what they're about before I make any decision, you know. But all right, so definitely not just sitting back and letting this fat fuck take advantage of the situation by firing off Google reviews to my sponsors, which are all locally owned businesses who they rely on those Google reviews. And if somebody's going to come in there and start to fucking piss where they sleep, I will be all over that. Jeremy is here. He says, did you see that Lego has a license for Pokemon products starting next year? Now, that's a horrible comment right there, because he's talking about children's toys that he plays with. That is totally in his wheelhouse. Now, it's sometimes difficult for me to make fun of Jeremy and Rebecca, our newest power couple. At least I think that you're still a power couple, right? You guys are still a power couple, or are you not a power couple anymore? I'm pretty sure you're still a power couple. But I know that they like play with those dumb toys. She says, yes, we are still a power couple. That's good. Outstanding news. I was in the home of a friend of ours for the longest time yesterday. And it is the doctor of the broadcast department at Aquinas College. And I am, of course, the professor. I am the adjunct teacher of the podcast and radio broadcast course, Introduction to Podcasting and Radio. It used to be called Introduction to Radio, but radio's kind of, you know, fallen by the wayside. Nobody gives a shit about radio anymore. So now the forefront of the curriculum is podcasting. And they asked me to teach it. She goes, this is a brand new course. This is the first day of the course on Monday, the 18th of August at 6 p.m. 16-week class, will you instruct it? I said, absolutely. She goes, do you have a master's degree or a teaching certificate? I said, no. She goes, okay. then you are a highly qualified professional teaching the class. I have to be there in the class with you, sitting in the back. I go, that's fine. I go, I'm going to need you. Various curriculum required things, T crossing and I dotting. That is Dr. Avery. She goes, I don't know anything about podcasting, but we're offering the course to the students. I go, that sounds great. Leading up to this, Dr. Avery, at the end of last semester, to finish the school year, she said, hey, next year, we have a podcasting class. We have a professional in the podcast industry that is going to be teaching the class. They said, who is it? And she said, Eric Zane. And this one young lady named Grace raises her hand. I just found this out yesterday. She goes, I know Eric Zane. It turns out that Grace works. She was an intern with the Grand Rapids Griffins. Day and a half later, I run into Grace. She goes, Dr. Avery mentioned your course. I'm taking your course. I go, that's awesome. Okay, this will be fun. And she's getting set to graduate. She will be a graduate. She's going to graduate after next year, after this coming year. And she then spread the word amongst her pals, so the class filled up quite quickly. The class size is only 15. And I'm very nervous about it for a few reasons, just about being not prepared and afraid of losing the class. You know, I just don't want these people to be bored. But I think we're getting somewhere, because I went over to Dr. Avery's yesterday, her house. And by the way, her house is just... is her husband. I've known him forever. I've known these people forever. He's into the toys. So we actually had our meeting in the toy room. And there's literally toys all over the place. All the stuff that you nerds play with. Total. In fact, he wasn't even there, because he was at, I think it's called like Game Con. He went there with his son, who I know forever too. And they went, because it's all like, you know, the games that you like roll dice and shit and then you're dead. He was at Game Con, so he wasn't there. And I was like, bummer. It's too bad. I wanted to see him. But we're there in the game room. I'm standing next to a life-size thing of Batman. Man Bun Chris says, easy, worried about not being prepared. My man just did a two-hour show yesterday with zero show notes. You're going to do great. Thank you. I have a lot to say about doing a podcast. And one of the things that I wanted to cover in the first day of the class is, first of all, what will be required of you, how the class works, how you will be graded. Because there will be some actual quizzes and things like that, and there will be a podcast project. And I came up with an idea. So of the 15 students, this was my idea. Tell me that this isn't going to be a lot of fun. One of the things that we're going to do, because the school actually has equipment to run a podcast, better than mine. And it's the lab portion, the practical experience of them. And I plan on saying, so when you get done with this course, I will give you all the necessary best practices and ideas that you could actually write, produce, direct, create your own podcast, publish it, everything, make money off it, everything you could do. The only thing I can't do is make it interesting or good. And most of you probably will not be able to actually do a good podcast, because that's going to take time for you to kind of hone your craft. But we'll worry about that later. Just so that you know how to do it, you can take these practical experiences and skills and take them out into the real world. Less chance of you to actually earn a living in radio, more chance of you to earn a living in online content creation. Doesn't have to be podcast, could be anything, you know? So that's one of the things that I'm going to focus on in this class, is what you can expect. But the idea here is, we're going to take these 15 people, and Dr. Avery said, are we going to have them match up with people they know, or are we going to draw names and pair them up? I go, we're going to draw names. I want strangers working together because that's the way it is in the real world. I don't want cliques hanging out and they already have a rapport with these people. It would be better for them as students to be with strangers. She goes, yeah, it's a great idea. I go, I know that. I know that. So I'm going to draw three names. That's podcast show number one. Assignment one. Meet as a group. Come up with a name for your show and what you're going to do on that show. Don't know. It doesn't matter what it is. Okay. It doesn't matter if it's a podcast about internet trolls. You come up with the subject matter. It could be as broad or not as broad as you want, because you can do anything in podcasting. Who cares? So I want a name of the podcast, and I want what it's going to be about. So that's one of the things we're going to do, and then we're going to continue to cultivate them in their podcast, and then part of the class will be them actually doing the podcast. And there'll be like various parameters and things that they have to do in it. Like you have to have music in it at some point, intro music, outro music, and basic stuff. But getting them an idea of what's happening there. So I'm excited about that. I actually wrote down some notes, and I said to Dr. Avery that this is how I operate. Everything is note driven. Otherwise, I forget it all. I'll need a computer overhead for the class. Like I'm on a computer and you can see it over my head. I have to actually give the background about who I am so that these people don't think I'm just some asshole off the street. You know, this is going to result in people that haven't ever listened to my show, specifically young people, listening to my show and hearing the stuff that goes on here. There will be two or three students who are freshmen, and this will be the first class of their college career. Can you imagine that? I can't. First of all, I remember my first class in college, and I think I was shitting water thinking about it, just walking into it. And you're going to get a blend of upperclassmen and freshmen in this class amazingly. But we have like two or three people that are starting their college career with me. Oh, my God. Murder Lover Linda says, assignment two, subscribe to the Eric Zane Show podcast on Twitch. We also have to get into live streaming. I have to show them how to live stream, equipment requirements, how to build the stream, all that, promotion, all those things. Donut Dan says, do you have a portion that talks about the importance of using Zenith equipment? Oh, my God. Some of you might even remember the Zenith. That was referring to the microphone processor that I since replaced. It would go haywire, and I would take my fist and bash the top of it like we used to do with an old school TV called the Zenith back in the day. My God. Check. I just got a heads up from Dan. He sent me a text. And he says there is no sound on this podcast. Now, I'm looking at it, and I can see the appropriate thing that indicates that I do have sound. And I'm getting confirmation by various audience members who are saying, Easy, I'm hearing you just fine. This is the old blame it on EZ before you check your own gear thing. That's what's happening.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Big Dan. So I got your message, and I think that there is sound.
I'm sorry.
No.
I have to fix my Zenith then.
Yeah, it's on you, you fucking idiot.
I'm just trying to help, brother.
And I know that. I just didn't want you to think it was on me, cock.
I know that. Oh, there it is. I had to reload the whole thing. I don't understand. But
all right.
Well.
Okay.
I got your back, brother.
Since the last time we spoke, is there any more update on school hallway shit gate?
On Poop Fest?
Yes.
Or if it's brown, it's down? No, I have no idea.
All right, buddy.
But still a doggone good story after the fact.
What do you do in addition to running the world's greatest gravel races?
I help Make-A-Wish with their ride quite a bit. And
you volunteer?
I do some of that.
That's very sweet. Very sweet. You're a good man.
And then I go fishing here and there and help kids out. And, yeah, that seems to be, I mean, you've got kids, so you know how much that work that is.
Oh, my God, yes.
It never ends, you know? It's, even when they're 40, you're still trying to figure out something for them.
You're a good man, Dan.
Yeah, man, thanks. I mean, everybody's good people. So for the most, everybody I know is pretty much good people. There's a few a-holes out there, but for the most part, the world's good people.
All right, buddy. Peace.
We'll see you, man.
Yep, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Dan. Dan Frazier from the Dirty Donut Race. A couple more comments as we're floating around on several different things cooking. Tofus, I will say this about Tofus. Tofus is not someone to fuck with. He gets something under his skin, or he gets a bug up his ass, and he's ready. And this Mike Stewart thing has annoyed the shit out of him. He writes, that fat fucking lumpy potato posted a negative review of a place in Florida. He saw a highly edited video. He saw a highly edited video smearing the business, and that's the only reason he left a negative review. The guy needs to stroke out. Bad news. He adds, can we go back to Mike Stewart? He gave a church a negative review. That fat, roly-poly fuck isn't going to church. Chris says, have the students listen to the Ben Glaze show for a master class. At least episode number one. Man Bun Chris says, show the class the Ben and Bethany. For examples of what not to do. Chris in Buffalo says, Tofus, tell that fat fuck to calm his tits, LOL. Back to the class. I also am thinking about reviewing shows, which obviously is something I do quite often. So 15 people in the class, they have to tell us a podcast that they listen to. And then part of their homework assignment is review it. And then we'll discuss it. So I do have some things planned. Just plus the general overview. You know? Let's see. EZ, could you drop a review for Oakland Auto Detail on Google? Each review is priceless for us. We're out here in a cornfield, so being easily found online is the name of the game. Each review boosts us. Thank you, my man. There's a link to make it super easy. Just take a minute to leave a comment. That is the world-famous Eric Powie. I can do better than that, my friend. If we're into spreading love to Easy Show sponsors, I think that that's a no-brainer right there. And Oakland Auto Detail is the newest sponsor of the Eric Zane Show podcast. So it makes total sense to do that exact thing. So I know I'm asking a lot of this stuff here about this whole review thing, But while we're at it, if you could, there's the link in the chat, and I'll leave it in the show notes, for Eric Powie, P-A-U-W-E-E, and his lovely better half, Kristen, for Oakland Auto Detail. If you would leave a positive review for Oakland Auto Detail, that would be sweet. Just throw some 5 stars, say, my car's cleaner than ever. And if you need your car clean, call upon them. Oakland Auto Detail. You can find them, of course, on Facebook, Oakland Auto Detail, 3 words, or by calling or texting Eric at 616-510-3470. 616-510-3470. And follow them on Facebook. Let me see. I am on it, period. I just shared the link with the audience, period. Incoming 5 stars. Thank you, folks. I hate to have to give you homework assignments, but since we're talking about it, it really is helpful. So I appreciate you so much for helping out these businesses. All right. Thank you again to the audience on Facebook and on YouTube. I see that there was someone on YouTube, something about Yellowstone. I didn't catch the name, but it looked to be a new person. I appreciate you so much. But if you want to catch the full show, it's on Twitch, so you got to subscribe on Twitch. All right? Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Follow, subscribe. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app. You get the whole show uninterrupted. It lets you know when I go live, and there you go. Otherwise, you can download the audio wherever you download shows. I do it Monday through Friday, starting Monday through Thursday at 10-ish. I was close to 10 a.m. today by a couple minutes. And then on Fridays, 9 a.m.-ish. You can download the audio wherever you download shows. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. Today we kick off another Big Fraud Thursday at 6 p.m. with Who Are These Free Beers? And then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast on Patreon. As always, please throw a positive Google review at my sponsors whenever you see that I have one popping up. I appreciate you so much. Send an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Chris K says, this is the kind of homework we enjoy. So 5 stars for the Eric Zane Show podcast sponsors. Thank you, folks, on Twitch. I should say on Facebook and YouTube, but I am going to kick you out now. Find the rest of the show on Twitch. And the opening on Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. They actually sponsor my Facebook page and my Twitch stream. All right. I am going to call that fucking ogre in 12 minutes. And then you all have the number. You can call him too. Let's see. Hidden Cloud Vapes. Newest. Okay. So there you go. That's basically what's happening right now. Yesterday, like I said, visiting with Dr. Avery, and the class starts in 18 days. So I'm nervous. 3 weeks from Monday. Right? Yes. 3 weeks from Monday, the class begins. And I don't know. The one thing I don't want, I'm really going to lean on Dr. Avery about things because, we have to write the exams. And I just want to make sure that I'm prepared. I'm scared to death. And, you know, it's a very low-paying gig, which after 1 hour with Dr. Avery, I realized that it doesn't matter now about the money, because it's what's so much more important is the experience for the students. I think I would be good at this. I really do. And I think one of the things that could make me be a good educator is fear of being shitty. Fear of being horrible at that gig would motivate me to be like really prepared, really prepared, but not seem like I'm over prepared. Does that make sense? And the class is a 4-hour class, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. And I go, really? And she goes, no, actually it's 6 to 9:30, but we got to take breaks. I go, okay. She says, but we're supposed to take 2 breaks, but I take 1 break and it goes 6 p.m. to 9:15. So that's still 3 hours, 15 minutes with a short break somewhere in there that I'm on the hook for. Donut Dan says, another part of your class, teaching them to get advertisers. That is part of it. There's a level of podcasting that people aren't aware of, and that is actually going out and getting local direct sponsors, which most people don't have the, I don't want to say they don't have the ability, but most people that put out podcasts, they don't have a built-in audience. I was lucky I had a built-in audience. But if you're ever to a point where you can actually build an audience, there's nothing that keeps a podcaster from going out and actually banging on a door of an advertiser and selling it themselves. Runner Girl Amy says, will there be a lesson on having fabulous hair? Well, yeah, not everybody can be eye candy like your old pal EZ. Linda says, will you teach interviewing skills? Yes. There's even opportunities for there to be an advanced class. There's so much that has to be taught in this first 16 weeks that I don't even know if we can get to it all. So this is like a side effect of doing a podcast for all these years, actually teaching it to young people. What was I going to say? And now after just meeting with Dr. Avery for a short while, I'm like invested. Now it's all about just the turning out 15 students who know something that they had no idea of before, and they could theoretically bang on the door of Barstool and get a job. That they have that level of knowledge. So that's going to be like a point of pride. Can you imagine if like this class turns out to be a stepping stone and we've got like a whole host of students that graduate from the program crediting this one particular class for them getting their start in the industry as young, fresh-faced broadcasters, producers, directors, content creators? Linda says, I have a couple of national pop culture podcaster friends if you want to have guest speakers. One of them is on Netflix, Storm Area 51 Trainwreck Show. This is brand new. I don't even know what that is. Sarah Fraser is her name. Chris says, easy podcast class 103. Complainant go low, podcaster goes lower. Yeah. If someone pisses you off, take a screenshot of their disgusting body and point it out for the world. If you are watching the show on Twitch right now, you can see Bruce. He is on his back right now. He looks amazing. What a silly head. Paws straight up in the air. Becca Shea says, that's how my cat sleeps, LOL. There was a news story that I wanted to get to yesterday, and I did not. The WNBA game was going on. It doesn't matter who's playing. All you need to know is that someone threw a dildo on the court. It's fluorescent green. A giant green dong went flying onto the court. This is a cop. She's wonders what to do with it. This lady, she wants to see it. This guy's just smiling. Here, the cop is walking off the court with the dildo in her hand. It looks like she's got a towel over the dildo. Here, the announcers are breaking down the dildo. Somebody wrote, whoever threw this green dildo on the floor in the middle of the WNBA game is a supervillain. This is something that if you're the WNBA, you want this happening. You got the game here is tied at 75 between GSV and ATL. I don't even know what that is. ATL, I think that's like, that's got to be Atlanta, right? They're taking on GSV.
Type of activity, yeah. And no one's picked the object up yet. You guys, oh my gosh, okay.
Okay, then there the announcer realized what it is. She's like, oh my God, I got one just like it.
Type of activity, yeah. And no one's picked the object up yet. You guys, oh my gosh, okay. Okay.
And I like Scatman Crothers here laughing his ass off at the giant green dildo.
Inappropriate. Get him out of here, whoever it is.
Get him out of here. Get that dildo thrower out of here. Yeah, I can't say that it's... If I'm the WNBA, if I run that league, I actually am bringing one of the staff into the game with a dildo. Because I didn't even know that the WNBA was still playing games. Linda hates the WNBA. I don't mind it, but I don't follow it. I don't really have an interest in it. I don't find it to be, but that's an interesting storyline, a dildo on the floor. So you're all about, like if I had the ability, like if I was smart, I'd have Pooh Bear just throw a big dildo right here. I'm like, oh my God, where did this dildo come from? And then maybe I might get over 50 listeners on one of these live streams. The most interesting thing about the WNBA this year on my mind that I recall was when Caitlin Clark got bum-rushed and then that really cute chick attacked the other chick on her behalf. They play for the Indiana Fever. Sophie Cunningham is her name. So I saw her do that. I go, wow, look at that. That's pretty cool. She's standing up for Caitlin Clark. And then I realized that Sophie Cunningham likes to dress up hot. And she's like one of these folks who she brought, you know, in the WNBA, these women make next to nothing to play basketball. So then they post hot pictures of themselves and they make more in one Instagram post than they do in the entire year. And that's bullshit, by the way. Did you see how the WNBA at the All-Star game, they had shirts that said, pay us what you owe us. And you had a lot of people that were saying, and hear me out on this, Linda. You had a lot of people saying, well, they don't have any fans, so they don't deserve to make any money. I was listening to somebody on CBS Sports Radio, and she said that she actually did the math. And she was able to quantify the money coming in And she didn't do it. A fucking Nobel Prize winning mathematician or something did, and determined that the amount of income right now, the WNBA women, they make 1/800th of the amount of money that the boys make. All right. And the money that they actually bring in, like the real numbers, cannot be disputed. It's math. The money that they make actually warrants that they should be making 1/8, not 1/800th, 1/8 of the average NBA salary. So that would be 12.5%. The average NBA salary is $2,500,000 average. So if you multiply that times 0.125, that means that the average WNBA salary should be $312,500. You know, Caitlin Clark, the best in the league, she makes like $80,000. So that's what they mean when they say pay us what you owe us. So I actually agree with that. That they should be paid. I mean, they shouldn't be paid what the NBA makes yet. But I don't have a problem with them earning an equitable wage based on math, you know? All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.